President Bush travels to Pennsylvania today, where he'll tour a hydroelectric power plant that is said to be friendly to fish. Yesterday, the president chose St. Paul, Minnesota as the place to announce his energy policy. He visited a highly efficient power plant, which he called a model of conservation and efficiency. The president appeared with St. Paul's Republican Mayor Norm Coleman, who plans to run for the U.S. Senate next year against Democratic incumbent Paul Wellstone. Mr. Bush also encountered protesters who accused him of preaching conservation and environmental protection while practicing something very different. From St. Paul, Minnesota Public Radio's Andrew Haig reports.
On a bluff overlooking the Mississippi River in St. Paul stands the District Energy Plant. This plant is unique for a couple of reasons. First, it heats homes and businesses with hot water, not steam. But more notably, the plant was designed to burn the cheapest fuel available, be it wood, oil, or gas. Mr. Bush said the rest of the country would do well to use it as an example.
The plant is a model of energy efficiency. It is also a model of energy diversity. It uses conventional fuels like oil and natural gas and coal, and renewable fuels like wood chips. And the plant is a model of affordability. While other energy prices rise, District Energy has not raised its heating and cooling rates in 4 years.
The president's speech before an invitation-only crowd of 1,600 was warmly received. The audience was comprised almost exclusively of Republican loyalists and local business people. John Ellard is one of them. He's CEO of Ashton Management, a financial services company based in Minneapolis. And he agrees with the president's call for boosting energy output by reducing regulations that make it hard to build new power plants.
We are so caught up in red tape and bureaucracy to the point that government is either the largest or the second largest business in the state of Minnesota, as an example. And I think it stifles the entrepreneurship that the president talked about being so vital.
St. Paul's plant is not the only one of its kind in the nation, but it does happen to be where Norm Coleman is mayor. The up-and-coming Republican prospect, Coleman will challenge Democrat Paul Wellstone for a seat in the Senate next year. Minnesota is also home to a sizable number of vocal environmentalists. Chris Gilbert, chair of the Political Science Department at Gustavus Adolphus University in southern Minnesota, says the president found a number of good reasons to unveil his energy policy in St. Paul.
The president wants people to take him at his word that his administration does not see environmental concerns as incompatible with meeting the nation's energy needs into the future. Minnesota is a pretty good backdrop for that.
Outside the St. Paul Convention Center where Mr. Bush spoke, hundreds of protesters shouted slogans like "Real conservatives conserve." Many called the president's policy proposal greenwashing. They say he's preaching the rhetoric of environmental protection while promoting nuclear power and drilling in wildlife areas.
Most of that stuff is lipstick on a pig.
Brett Halsey is Midwest representative for the Sierra Club. He says President Bush already revealed his intentions in his recently released budget, which Halsey says cuts funding to efficient power plants like the one Mr. Bush toured in St. Paul.
So he's talking the talk of clean power, but he's walking the walk of polluted power.
The president left Minnesota for Iowa, where he visited a facility that researches alternative fuel sources. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Haig in St. Paul.